Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you from lovely Las Vegas. We are here for David Benavidez and David Morrell going down tomorrow at T-Mobile Arena. They got the weigh-in later on today.
Not to be confused with Wei-In Chen.
That's right. Oh, man, you want to talk about fat cats.
Oof. They should have investigated him for point shaving.
Oof, you're not kidding.
Well, in order to shave points, you have to first get points.
Let's get to our headlines here, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai Choose for over 1,300 Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. So you want a little Jimmy Butler update?
Yes.
New development, according to Jake Fisher and Mark Stein.
He's going to be traded somewhere else.
A new team has emerged as a potential trade suitor for Jimmy Butler.
The Yotes.
Not the Yotes. The New Orleans Pelicans have this week registered interest in trading for Butler, league sources tell of the Stein line. The extent of New Orleans' interest was not immediately clear, but sources say that a firm offer from the Pelicans will be built around the $36 million expiring contract of Brandon Ingram. The Pelicans have been navigating its own trade scenarios for Ingram after the Pelicans, like Miami with Butler, were unable to reach an extension agreement with the former All-Star this past offseason. Sources told the sideline that the Pelicans, after Ingram's $36 million expiring contract had been discussed by rival teams in various trade proposals designed to help facilitate Butler's exit, Butler's Miami exit, decided to approach the Heat themselves about swapping Ingram for Butler. It is believed that the prospect of acquiring a player of Ingram's caliber would certainly get the Heat's attention, given that Miami is openly motivated to make the playoffs this season. And even if it is a successful with its goal to find a trade that rids them of Butler.
Isn't he always hurt, too?
Ingram?
Yeah.
He does get injured. He does get injured.
Because he's also built like a windsock.
He is built like a windsock.
Short of Wimby.
I don't really understand why they would want to do a one-for-one, though. That's a little interesting. Like, they suck this year. Now, they're getting people back. Like, maybe. I mean, but how far are they even from the play-in? They're 13 games out? Like, you're not getting even into the West play-in.
13 games out of the play-in?
The play-in, dude! Even with getting Zion back, McCollum, Trey Murphy's having a... Like, they have a lot of talent on that team.
Well, maybe they think about next year.
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. That's an interesting one. New Orleans is well out of playoff range in an injury-ravaged season, which raises questions about how motivated it would really be to pursue Butler when it is known that he wants to play for a contender, while the Pelicans are also very determined to get themselves out of the luxury tax.
I'm going to just throw this out there.
Yep.
When you make it as difficult as possible to be traded.
Yep.
You can then say, I want to go to a contender.
Oh, that's fair.
Like, you ruined that. You ruined the chance to go to a contender based on what you've done and how you play. I don't know why people think we just, if I'm another team, I'm just supposed to assume that when you get here, you're going to get some get right.
Maybe their thought process is that Ingram's getting them nothing. And if they just have the asset of Jimmy Butler, they can flip him, and it's a little easier for
So that. Now that's what Jimmy is now? I'm sure that's going to go over well with him.
I don't know. I mean, like, what if they want to deal with the Kings? What if they want to deal with the Suns, you know?
I got you.
What if that's how it goes?
Right. And they pretty much tell him, hey, we'll get you there, you know, just
even if it's
play basketball.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. But, these are... I'm sure all ideas.
What if they really want Bradley Beal? Nobody wants Bradley Beal.
Nobody wants Bradley Beal.
I don't make it. Listen, out of curiosity, to a lot of teams, Jimmy Butler is as undesirable as Bradley Beal.
Yeah. So, well, there was this talk yesterday because the team that's been mentioned the most that's not the Suns is the Warriors, but. The thing with the Warriors that seems to be interesting is they're pretty openly saying that Steph Curry is pretty skeptical about bringing Jimmy Butler in.
Yes!
He's like,
Like, look, I don't think you guys or think people understand how big a deal that is. Right? What Jimmy is doing. Right? The thing that we can all say about Dame is I don't care what you think about Dame or you say he wasn't tough enough on Portland or whatever. He's always handled the whole situation like a professional. Even if he didn't want to be in Milwaukee, when he got to Milwaukee, he played, right? I could even go one step further with Kawhi. Remember the whole thing when Kawhi went to Toronto was that they said he wasn't going to play there. He laughed. He went there. They won a championship. Like, if Jimmy doesn't get what he wants, and everybody just says to him, oh, you're just a loner, you think he's going to go there and give full effort? Unless he gets what get what he wants, who wants to be a part of that? That's a lot of money to be hoping.
The other thing with Ingram is he's dealing with a high ankle sprain.
High ankle sprain, is that for him? That's the same as a torn knee. Because, I mean,
now you're thin shaming,
dude. Let me tell you something. Look at that. He built like this with a bend.
Dude. Leroy.
I'm just saying. I'm like, if you put here, if you could put Wimby, Chet, and Ingram in a row, they could stand sideways and hide behind a sheet of paper. Have to be a tall sheet of paper, but they could do it. Nobody's here. Nothing to see here.
Oh, man. Miami is known to be determined to make the best Butler deal it can find at this point before the February 6th trade buzzer sounds.
He has ruined that. The best deal.
Why are you yelling at the article?
He has ruined that. Now all you have is a trade. You ain't got best trade. You ain't got trade to a contender. All you have now is trade. There should be no adjectives before the trade. Trade, be gone, have a nice day. Bye-bye. You did it to yourself.
New Orleans has essentially joined Golden State, Milwaukee, and Memphis in grouping of teams that all have contemplated trading for Butler, even though he has not angled to land with any of them.
You know,
all these teams have the wherewithal to make a Butler trade.
I contemplate every few years about getting a colonoscopy.
What?
Contemplate. I have to, but I still contemplate whether I should do it or not.
I just don't see I still haven't seen the team that's going to take on Beal, though. Like, that's the thing.
I still haven't seen the team that's going to take on Jimmy.
Well, we know the
besides
team that wants.
The Suns.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Is like,
yeah.
I don't understand this
getting Jimmy to the
stubbornness
Suns.
To the Suns when it's like, hey, we don't have control over it. The guy's no trade clause.
Getting Jimmy to the Suns is going to require more work than if I had left my driver's license at home and had to fly back home and get it.
Yep.
It's just it's a headache that shouldn't have been that nobody should have been in this position if Jimmy had been a professional.
I mean, if we're gonna talk with the Pelicans though,
No.
What? Why?
And I'm also say this.
What?
Don't do it.
Why?
Don't do it. Because here's how. Listen. You see that look, Marco's face? Mm-hmm. You know what that is? Mm-hmm. You know what he's looking for? The record button. So, go ahead. I'm just telling you, tread lightly because you always get mad when this comes back to bite you in the butt.
I'm just saying.
Just go ahead.
If we're going to talk to the Pels.
Okay, okay.
Why don't we talk to him about Zion?
You want that?
Why not? Why not?
He never plays either.
Oh, he can
He's back
play,
now, though,
dude.
Baby. He's he, back. He can Even play. Though he's not going to play back-to-backs this year.
But boy, like, this is what I hate. This is why I hate fans.
He can dude, play. He's a, he looks right? in good shape.
Y'all see a guy on TV, on 2K, and y'all just want
just
him.
Just throwing it out there.
Realize,
headache here. For headache.
Okay, you want to give the stat?
What's that?
The stat that I read in the chat that I confirmed.
What's that?
That LeBron.
Uh-huh.
Has played more games than Jimmy
mm-hmm.
in two less years.
Good for him.
Zion has played less than both of them.
Yeah.
Why you?
He played 74 games last year. He got hurt in the playoffs. Those hammies, you know? Oof. Those hammies.
No. You forgetting one major word with that. That's what? Getting him in trouble.
What's that?
Moons over my hammies.
That's a point.
Oh. Come on. Hey, he got
point
in shape
for
and everything.
Leroy.
He got in shape. Right? He came in like Skinny Luther. Right? But the music wasn't the same. You don't know nothing about Skinny Luther.
Huh?
Skinny Luther Vandross.
He lost his fastball when he got skinny?
No, he still had a little bounce, but it just, you know.
Froggy? Zion?
Oh no. How about Skinny West Moran's the pitcher?
CeCe. Yeah, CeCe sucks skinny.
Yeah.
Sucked.
He looked good, body looked good, but he ain't have it. I'm telling you, dude, this is a mess. I'm just so here's what I don't like. I don't like when guys who claim to be team guys and professionals aren't team guys and professional, right? There's been a lot of guys in this situation. Correct me if I'm wrong. There's been a lot of guys in this situation. Every team is looking at Jimmy and going, I don't know if I want to deal with it. Nobody said that about Kawhi. Nobody said that about all the other guys, right? Dame ended up in Milwaukee. They were happy. Right? The only person that people have had these kind of questions about is Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler has posted on his Instagram, Akon's locked up.
Huh? Oh. Oh, no.
Real cute, Jimmy. Real cute.
You know what they say? Do you need to play Old Dirty Bastard? Hey, hey. Baby, I got your money, don't you worry. Because that's what Pat Riley's singing.
By the way, I gotta say, I don't really appreciate this, you know.
What?
We got a listener, good listener, you know, Air 305, Aldonis. And he says, not Tobes, you are on the Trey 05 train. We not forget.
Yes. Yes, you are.
Dude, I don't know how many times I have to tell you guys.
I just say this?
No, I just want
to. If a guy scores 30 points in the Shono ESPN, he automatically heats up the trade machine.
Dude, July sports talk does not count. I keep telling you guys what? This. Because it's fun season, baby. You got to throw things against the wall. We need content. It doesn't count. All I said.
You're the only one who's content.
And by the way, I didn't trade Tyler for him.
Who'd you trade for him?
I don't remember. I think I traded Terry. Terry and stuff.
Terry?
Yeah, because they really wanted to get rid of Trey.
That was broke.
I don't know at the time. But I didn't trade Tyler. Although, maybe we brought it up when John Michaels was on this.
What? I got a Miami. Miami shirt on.
You're very distracted.
Always,
now, did I go like this?
Yes.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. Until we saw those videos from his workout.
And wait, and let's listen. I'm gonna say this. We were so excited when the team got younger and taller.
Yep.
Right. And you want to ruin it in one summer. And go back to Garden Gnome.
We didn't have Kalel Ware at the time I was talking about this.
Just keep waking out.
So my question is this. Ooh. Would you rather have Trey Young or Tyler?
Tyler.
Okay, so what's the problem?
No, there is no problem. I just don't like slander being thrown out on the internet. I didn't say that.
Is that slander? You said that.
I don't recall saying that.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't recall saying that. And I was rats off a ship after I watched. Like Marcos is right.
I'm going to say this to Coach Spo, to the coaching staff who does an amazing job of developing young talent.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Time to develop. You got some young guys who have a lot of skill set.
That means you, Jaime.
Huh?
What?
Wow, critical of Jaime today.
Wait.
I'm not critical of him.
I can remember less than a year ago, he would have never said these words.
What?
No, you like.
He needs to get it together.
How do you say sweetener in Spanish?
I don't know.
Azúcar.
Ask Jennifer.
No more. 30 minutes.
Yeah. It's very hard to get. Like, she's using the time zones against us. She's like, they won't know when I'm late.
She's still early.
I mean, she usually shows up at 12. It's getting later and later.
Yep.
Later and later. No, come on.
Dude, the workout videos. Remember
workout videos. Terrible.
You are, can I just say, this is the only guy, he gets so excited over athlete workout videos, and I'm just like, no.
I'm telling you, I was on it for like 2 seconds. Give me a break.
To the Trey workout
just throwing things out there, dude.
Why?
Hey, just have a little fun. Okay. It was July Sports Talk.
How come I was with you and I don't get the feeling that I need to go ahead on and kick rocks?
What do you mean?
And just talk about anything.
Because you're just along for the ride when I do July Sports Talk. You don't know it's July
Sports
Talk.
I want to fight you every July because you get crazy. Hmm. How many people has he traded? How many people has, like...
It's July Sports Talk. It's not the same. If you want to criticize me from August all the way through July, have at it. But once we get to July, July Sports Talk is not the same as the rest. It's not football. It's no basketball. What do we have? The Marlins? Right. It's July Sports Talk. It's different. You can't hold those takes against me.
I already got you.
There's rules. Everybody knows this. Don't look at me like that, Frog Boy. Everybody knows the rules.
Oh, you're the one making up the rules.
Everybody knows takes in July do not count.
I said the Cater Kohu thing in July.
No, you didn't.
I just tried to throw things in there. For forgiving.
I know when training camp starts.
Well, we already got... In 2 years, Tom, we like, Jaime needs to go bye-bye.
Who texts that?
This is for old chats. Look, is the pictures.
Hard to say.
No, it ain't hard to say. Say, man, don't take evidence as hard to say. This is from old. This is from 2 years ago.
You guys say, well, it can't be from 2 years ago because he's only played for a year. Okay, so
he was a rookie last year.
Yeah, he was a rookie last year. What do you need to be hydrated for, champ?
You gotta stay hydrated, champ. Here's why. Can I just tell you? Here's the problem. So at night, I have to buy something when I go up to the room. Because, you know, I got to put my drink next to the bed when I'm thirsty at night. Mm-hmm. And then I got to get me a Celsius when I get up in the morning. Right?
Yep.
And because coffee's not available. So that's why I had this. And this was the only one, like, I wanted zero.
Gotcha.
Because I didn't want to be drinking all that sugar.
Earn points towards special rewards and more at davidsbridal.com.
We've made it easy to listen to WQAM. Just download the free Odyssey app to listen to all of our shows live or on demand. Plus, there's the cool rewind feature where you can listen to any part of any show you might have missed anytime. Get it now and make WQAM your favorite station.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy. We're coming at you live from Las Vegas. We got David Benavidez and David Morrell. You want your volume turned down?
Yeah.
Too loud for you?
Yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, hello, Jennifer. Nice of you to join us.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can we talk about how Mark...
Did you guys have a question for me about sweeteners or something?
Oh, yes. How do you say that?
No, we asked all the questions.
Well, I think it's endulzante, something like that.
Yeah, you got that dulce de leche?
No.
Yeah.
The lady in the little store, the Harley-Davidson, was very aggressive.
Very aggressive. What do you expect? Aggressive.
That phone call was just very chaotic.
It was. No, because the last time we were here, the store was in the airport, was the only store, and it was closed for remodeling. Since then, they've opened one up in the hotel. So they got all the good shirts in there. So I was like, I don't know which one to get, and I don't know what size, and, well, let's just call. FaceTime. She just rando. What?
Very aggressive.
The lady was aggressive.
Very aggressive.
She just took. She took over. I was very confused.
Right.
She said, Don't touch my shirt.
No.
Stop the shirt.
No.
Let's get to a little cat talk here, brought to you by Hollywood Kia at Hollywood Kia. The big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals in the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia. Plus, we'll double your down payment up to $3,000. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. The Panthers will play the Blackhawks tomorrow, and this just coming across the wire. Sergei Bobrovsky will get the start tomorrow in net in the early game, 1 p.m. face-off from Amerant Bank Arena. Got a little early action with the Cats. So check that on out, everybody. Bob in net coming off of his shutout. That's your cat talk.
Bobby!
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
We're talking about this Justin Tucker thing on First Take, huh?
Strange. He's had an off year.
He's another one. Did you see? Like, you know what the thing that's crazy about this when these stories happen? Because this happened with Terry yesterday.
Yeah.
And so, like, the Terry things happens, and then people are like, look at this. We got some weird Terry Rozier tweets from 2021 or 2023. I'm like, oh, wow. And then, like, the Justin Tucker story goes, and if you guys don't know, Justin Tucker has been accused of behaving badly, getting his Deshaun Watson on at many massage parlors, so much so that some are banning him. And this was a report from the Baltimore Banner that was spanned from 2012 to 2016. But then there are even tweets from 2021 that are saying this dude is never coming back to a massage parlor again before this story even breaks. So it's like, and by the way, he stunk this year too.
Yeah.
So you got to wonder. It's like,
maybe it's been out there.
Maybe.
Look.
Maybe.
As a man who may.
You know what? I would have questions. Let me ask you. And I'm not saying it
he
is,
denied it strongly. He put out a gazillion page thing, but
I'm not saying it is or isn't true. But let me ask you this: would you have questions if it's the same lawyer?
I don't think it is.
No, that.
Oh, the Busby guy?
Yes.
Not really.
No.
No, because if he specializes like in it, you know,
that sounds like advertising, though.
I don't know.
Right.
But I don't believe it is the same lawyer.
Okay.
I believe he's a Texas lawyer. This is happening in, obviously, Maryland.
Okay.
But, the thing that was crazy about it is the story that they wrote spanned from, like, 12 to 16. And then there were these tweets that were even coming out, like, 2020, 2021, that, like, were just kind of out of nowhere. Because, like, why would anybody search up, like, Justin Tucker massage? But then you have these tweets, and these people, like, had to, like, protect their tweets so they couldn't get harassed.
Right.
By Ravens fans, but
right.
I don't know, man. You know, like the Deshaun Watson thing, you know, it's snowballed, and now you have a guy, I mean, obviously at a different point in his career.
Yeah.
You know, people are starting to wonder, is he donezo? But he's also a kicker, a legendary kicker, but you have to wonder, like, are the Ravens going to be like,
let me
gonna deal with all this?
It doesn't matter what you are. There's certain things that happen in today's world where you are not, it's not happening. You know what I mean? It's just not. So, I mean, I don't know how to, when people are accused of stuff like this, you don't even know how to react because you don't want to diminish it, right? You don't want to diminish it, but you don't want to just call a person guilty.
Of course.
Right? But we don't do that in society. Right?
We don't. But it's also like, it's, you know, it's one of those things too where it was a story that was obviously pretty prevalent a couple of years ago with Watson.
Yes.
And, you know, now this seems to be like another issue of a guy who, you know, a lot of the similar traits that were going on with that story happened with this one as well. You know, like,
right.
Massage therapist not feeling like, and again, I don't know. Yeah, right. I don't know if it's true or untrue, but a lot of the same things of like massage therapist, they have an athlete client. Their clinic doesn't want to lose the client,
right?
You know, and then some people are like, "All right, we banned him," and so he's like on 9 different massage parlors over the span of years. So I don't know, but it's a pretty wild. Yesterday was a pretty wild day with stories between the Terry Rozier gambling and now this Justin Tucker massage. Crazy.
This is very strange. As a man who may or may not have went to 5 different gentlemen establishments in a 24-hour span in Baltimore, they're all right next to each other. People are pretty friendly there, really nice. They're coming out and making these accusations. I don't know, man. I always feel like where there's smoke, there's fire, dog. I don't know. You would never, like, I'll never hear, you know, Dwayne Wade got caught up in some, like, you won't even hear the allegations of those kind of things sometimes. I feel like where there's smoke, there's fire.
It definitely feels like this is one of those where it's like, all right, well, what do they have to, you know, what is the gain of all of it? But we'll find out. I'm sure this is not going to go anywhere anytime soon, even with his long denial. We'll take a break. Back after this. Mix things on up.
Hey, I got the new damn for y'all. Kyle the Soldier Boy.
Back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. We're live from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. No, go ahead.
No,
do it.
No.
Don't look at him. You're the one who stopped singing.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying.
As you can hear from the background, we're here live from
you can never
MGM
call me,
Grand.
You can never call me loud again.
No, that's not true.
I'm going to just say.
I like how you think that you're not at the same level. It's like, oh, I'm not that. It's like, kinda.
Kinda. Really? No, I'm not.
Oh, kinda, no though, chance. Dude, but kinda.
No chance.
Kinda. You were doing that yesterday. You're like, and usually I'm loud. I'm like, yeah, I do. Anyway, we're here at the MGM Grand for David Benavidez, David Morrell. Thank you to Premier Boxing for flying us out here and putting us up at the New York for the travel and accommodations. We always love coming out here for the Radio Row boxing events. We're excited to be there at T-Mobile Arena tomorrow. If you guys want to buy it on pay-per-view, 8 o'clock is when your main card starts. You got Jesus Ramos, Jason Rosario, Brandon Figueroa, Stephen Fulton, 2. We spoke to him a little bit yesterday, but we had a recording issue. But he was funny. He's a funny guy.
Yeah.
Guess we'll never know.
Hey.
He was a funny
no,
guy.
No. Tobin did the thing again.
What did I do?
Got him to cuss.
I did.
Always this guy.
Always, dude.
Up to your
and
shenanigans.
And he's laid back.
Very laid back.
Very laid back. And then Tobin asked him a question, and he said, bleep him. Just like that. Calm voice.
Wow.
Just added an FM. Are you muted, JFig? I didn't hear her there.
Oh, she probably is.
How late? Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Yeah.
Okay. How late in the interview was this curse?
Pretty late.
Yeah.
So you.
But the problem is, the problem
he was
is,
trying to do this whole thing. I changed my mentality, and I'm like, oh, I'm like, so you don't have a problem with him saying that he won the fight, even though he very clearly didn't win the fight.
Bleep.
And he goes, f him.
So here's the other thing. He's very laid back, almost like the mumbler from Seinfeld. Huh. But because the sound wasn't up enough, you can't hear him. So we only hear us.
This is from Anthony Chang of the Miami Herald before we get to mixed bag here.
What's up?
Tyler Hero says he expects to take part in the 3-point contest during All-Star Weekend.
Ooh.
Cool.
Third most 3-point makes this season.
I tell you
NBA.
What, I bet you if he wouldn't have got announced to the All-Star team, he wasn't doing it.
I don't think he was going
to
do it.
No.
Only if he got named. But he got named.
Leroy, you named the all-stars that made it in Heat history. Can you name the 3-point champions in Heat history?
One guy won it twice, right?
Not with the Heat, though.
Oh, not with the Heat. What about when they bring the guy out and he just has NBA on the shirt? the dude from the Bulls, when he won. And they brought him back. He just had NBA because he wasn't playing for no team.
You talking about the slam dunk contest, McClung fella?
No. They did it with the 3-point contest.
I don't, you know, this McClung, you know, he did the same thing as Jaime last year to win. Like, he dunked over Shaq, and I'm like, that's what Jaime did, and Jaime didn't even get to advance.
True.
And they're like, oh, we're bringing him back. I'm like, great. Is anything more dead than the slam dunk contest?
Who's the guy who won the three-point contest here?
Multiple winners.
No, but
Capone won it for the Heat, and then he won it for the Raptors.
No, but and then
James Jones won it.
James Jones won it.
Daquan Cook won it.
Ooh, I would have gotten that one. That would have been one I
I'm missing one, right?
James Jones?
I said James Jones.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Craig Hodges did it 2 years in a row.
Craig Hodges.
He won 2 years in a row, but didn't he have NBA on his shirt because he wasn't on the team?
Craig Hodges. Wayne Ellington? No, he participated. He didn't win, though.
Yeah, Wayne. Duncan did it. He didn't do so good. Tyler did it once. He didn't do so good. This used to be their event. Do I have all three? Or is there a fourth one? I feel like I'm missing a fourth one.
Yeah, there's Glenn Rice.
Glenn Rice.
Glenn Rice. That's the one.
Can I just tell you, from being around him all my years at Michigan, I have never seen a guy shoot a basketball like Glenn Rice. This is no lie. When I'm telling you, never missed. I think he still has record for most points scored in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. It's unbelievable how well he shot the ball. And then he got to the league and learned how to dribble.
Well, Ron Rothstein made him.
Yeah.
Let's mix it on up, Marcos. What do we got here, dude?
You know, they used to call me Glenn Rice on the court when I used to take the court.
No one called you that. Stop
Nobody
it.
Called you
sorry,
that.
Sorry. Extra Rice. They used to call me Extra. Sorry about that one. Small correction there. We are opening up this mix bag with a big ol' I told you so.
Oh.
You're talking right to Tobin, right?
Coming. Oh, this is for everybody. This is for all of America. This is for the whole world at this point because she's global. Yeah, he's working his way up there, draining her of her powers. Travis Kelce.
Oh, man.
What happened?
Yeah, he admitted he loves being the villain.
I love it. At one point in time, you know, it wasn't that. And,
yeah, you were the cinder. You guys were the darling of the NFL.
Yeah, I was the do you feel bad for him, guys. And
you're now the heel.
I'm enjoying doing this with the guys together, the guys that we have in there, because it's like it just makes us even more of a family.
Yeah.
You know what? Here's the problem. Here's the problem. It's not his fault, right? It's not Kansas City's fault. It's our fault. Because, you know, we were so happy when he finally got one. We were so happy when Mahomes won it. You're like, oh, could this be? And then they start winning everything. You're like, nope, too tired, heel. Like, yeah.
I did the same thing with
Tom Brady.
But I can tell you why.
Why?
They're not fun to watch anymore. They used to be really fun to watch. They're not a fun team anymore. Like, they used to be no-look throws, wild bombs, speed. They're not fun anymore.
Okay. That's all fine and great.
It's true.
You know what's fun?
If you say winning, it's the lamest response ever.
Winning's not fun?
Dude, it's not. You're not a fan of the Chiefs, okay?
Remember, no. He likes having fun.
So, if it's a team that I don't root for, dazzle me. Dazzle me. And they've gotten more and more boring by
the
years.
That's why you got zero championships, though.
But they win.
Because you want to have fun.
No, that's not true.
I want to win.
That's not true. But they were fun, and they
Guess
won.
What?
You they know were what fun, and they won.
You know what fun got you? 15-1 and watching the Super Bowl from your backyard.
Okay, dude.
That's what fun got you.
It doesn't always come back to 1998.
Why not?
It doesn't always come back to 1998. I'm sorry he missed the kick.
I lived it.
You want to know something?
It was fun.
It was a routine kick.
It was fun.
It was a routine kick.
It was fun, though.
To do with you.
We had fun all season.
Okay.
Watch Super Bowl from my backyard. Fireworks. Denver Broncos.
Terrell Davis was fun. What?
See? That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Like,
okay. When you, Elway, when you, helicopter.
When you live it, sure you want to be the dominant offense, and sure you want to be flat, but in the end, all you want to do is win. I know it's boring. I know it's boring. I know that's boring. But can I ask you this?
Yep.
Would you rather the Dolphins lead the league in scoring or advance in the playoffs?
Of course I'd want them to advance in the playoffs. This is why you're not a grown-up, though, because what did I just say? And you completely ignore it. If I don't root for you, entertain me. I didn't say a team that I root for. If I'm a Chiefs fan, of course I'm like, oh, boo, I'm boring. I would expect every Chiefs. Trust me, they all let you know. It's become the most unctuous fan base in the entire league. Oh. Everybody's like, oh, I feel so sorry for me. Like, dude, guess what? You still live in a city that's named after a state that you don't even live in. So why don't you shut up for a second? All right. Second of all, you guys haven't been interesting since Patrick Mahomes had that unbelievable incompletion like four Super Bowls ago. Boring. Enough. Get over yourselves, all of them.
Wow. Preach.
Congratulations. You're great, but you used to be box office, and now snooze fest.
So New England wasn't.
You're not helping the argument.
I know.
They were tremendously boring. I know. They didn't even give. The only thing that they gave us was cheating scandals. That was the only thing interesting about them. It was
so
Bruce.
When was the last? When
the
was
only
the, last?
The only fun Patriots team was the one that was lost.
Oh, with Randy Moss.
That was all. That was
because they scored a bunch of points. So, wait a minute.
Yep.
Was Peyton Manning fun? Like, when was the last time you saw a fun? Was it Kansas City early?
Yeah,
the first?
Yeah, it was fun.
Okay, but for the most part, like, even when the Rams won.
Rams were fun.
The Rams were fun, but they wasn't fun in the Super Bowl. They
that was a great Super Bowl. What are you talking about?
Nick Foles? That was fun.
Huh?
Remember that, the Philly special?
Foles, yeah.
That was fun.
Yep, he was fired.
Philly special. It's one of the classic plays.
Yeah.
You guys are making my point for me.
No, I'm not.
Buxton.
Like, I agree with you.
Like, I just think.
Travis Kelce is a jerk.
The winning part of it is the most important part.
Great.
Like, you want.
Don't snooze in the Super Bowl.
Hey.
You.
What do you mean don't snooze?
Don't get bored.
I'm not going to get bored.
And then I had him all last year. He was
come on.
Brock Purdy.
Mobile, dude.
I had that.
I'm surprised he had time to say anything with the way he was stuffing his face.
Well, you know, that's, you know, he was very hungry after stopping at 9 Walgreens for Rand.
Oh, that might be, dude, can I just tell you?
Classic me.
Dude, no. That's pretty good. Hey, you got a Walgreens by your house?
Come on.
They don't have any ranch at the one I'm at. I'm like, why are you buying ranch from Walgreens?
See, you guys don't understand. It was such a hit. They were sold out everywhere.
Wait, how long do you think?
You're ridiculous.
Wait, just out of curiosity, you ever wonder when you walk to and go, oh, they have ranch?
Yeah.
How long has this been sitting here?
Well, if you blow off the dust, then you can see the expiration date, and you should be fine.
Oh, my goodness. That's so bad.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Froggy?
I have an interesting comment made by Mr. Cameron Newton.
Okay.
He had to make a choice in one of these hypotheticals. Would he trade his MVP trophy for a Super Bowl trophy? And this is what the former first-round pick had to say.
I ask you, Cam, if you could give back that league MVP for a Super Bowl championship, would you do it?
Nope.
Oh.
Really?
Really?
Why?
What's more important, impact or championships? Everybody's not going to be Michael Jordan. Everybody's not going to be Patrick Mahomes. Everybody's not going to be these individuals who have the luxury of saying, hey, I not only dominated this sport, but I also have championships to back it. Like, let me remind you, Brad Johnson won a Super Bowl. Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl. Respectfully, Nick Foles won a Super Bowl. So Yes, when you look at those guys and you say, okay, what's more important? Would you have preferred to win a Super Bowl? I think that that's the humble approach. But if we're being honest, the impact of you holding yourself accountable to say everybody has a responsibility to do. And you can say as an MVP award winner or All-American, you've held yourself or you've held your end of the bargain down. And that's what it really comes down to for me. I know that's not the popular pick. I'm trying to be popularized. But my take is I'm taking individual success because my job. Football is not about one guy trying to do 11 jobs. Mm-hmm. It's 11 guys doing one job. And if everybody does their job best, famous words of our coach, Belichick, just do your job.
Let's do it.
I agree with him to a certain extent. I would say this.
How are you going to agree with him after you just got this whole thing about winning?
Hold on. let me.
Tobin is not having to be in that.
Let me finish. The thing that I would say about it is what he was saying is kind of accurate, that you would have – it would do more for your career if you have an MVP or you just win a Super Bowl. An MVP will do more for Cam than a Super Bowl will for Brad Johnson.
Do you think if Lamar Jackson was answer that right now?
He would say Super Bowl because he already got two MVPs and maybe three.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's a different thing. Cam has one, right? So that was his year. However, let me tell you why he probably shouldn't have said it. Okay? We have problems in sports when you get this feeling. This guy is not about the team. He's about himself.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that would suggest or insinuate that is looked upon, even if it's honest, is looked upon in a negative way in a team sport. Now, when it gets down to it, we all gonna blame you. We all gonna blame Cam for not going diving for that ball. We all gonna blame Cam. But it's a team sport. You gotta speak of it in team sport. So if you then say, no, I'm glad I got mine, you put all the responsibility and the blame on me anyway.
Do you think if Cam – but here's the thing I would ask Cam, right?
Yeah.
If he wins that Super Bowl and doesn't win the MVP, don't you think he sticks around the league longer? When you're a champion, I feel like that holds a greater weight. Like, you're probably never leaving Carolina.
Well, here's the problem with Cam. I really believe that he was one of those ball holders. You know, the quarterbacks that hold on the ball because they were great athletes to make plays. When he couldn't run, the facts about playing that position came to the forefront.
Yeah.
And I mean, all the other skills. And so that's what his end was. A lot of quarterbacks come into the league like that, but the one thing that some of them do is they develop the other skills. Cam played the position like, I'm always going to be the biggest, the fastest, and the strongest. I ain't never got to worry about the other stuff because I'm just going to be me.
Yep.
And that's what caught up to him. So when all these teams tried to kick the tires on the great Cam Newton, right, they realized, oh, he can't throw. Oh, he can't play. Oh, he can't. He can't do this. So, yeah. But I don't think there's anything wrong with what he said. I just think the way we view a team sport, we pick and choose how we view a team sport, right? Like, if Cam loses the Super Bowl, we're going to blame Cam. If Cam answers this question, we're going to say he only thinking about Cam. But
so I thought it was a well thought out. I thought it was a well said answer.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
But I don't know.
Because it's there's no way to actually, what if I say he was the Super Bowl MVP?
Yeah, well, I would guess that he won.
Right. No. But I'm saying then we ask him that question and he didn't have an MVP.
No, but I'm
the answer would be different.
I just think I just think that currency wise, like I feel like him being a Super Bowl quarterback, like that. That's one of those things. Well, they could never take that away from you.
Yeah, but how many Super Bowl quarterbacks that?
But none of the guys. Here's the thing. None of the guys that he talked about like were MVP caliber players. You know?
He was always going to be an MVP caliber.
So like, if Josh Allen wins the MVP this year, like I still feel like the bigger thing and the bigger knock is, well, he can never be Patrick Mahomes. Aside, like even if he wins the MVP.
Yeah, like I understand. I would just say this. A lot of times in hypothetical situations, you have to pick a lane,
mm-hmm.
and usually your lane is never, you never consider the other side. So Cam is only going to look at it from his MVP point of view. He doesn't know what it's like to win a Super Bowl and what a Super Bowl could do for him. He does know what MVP could do for him. So maybe he's answering that question, and he's developed answers around that question simply because he's won an MVP, he hasn't won a Super Bowl, and he's looking at and saying, if I won a Super Bowl, I'm going to be compared to Brad Johnson and Jeff Hostetler.
That's definitely going to happen.
But that's basically what he's saying, right? But he's saying that MVP.
Can we talk about how Frog Boy is just terrible at keeping us on schedule? Like, hey, tell us to break, dude.
What
are you doing?
Gotta take accountability sometimes. It's my fault.
Take a break. We're back with the final hour after this.